Epilogue. "Walk with me," her sister said, slipping an arm through Amanda's, dragging her away from the wedding breakfast crowd. Ned's surgery, her spider, had been a resounding success. After 5 long years, he finally walked without mechanical assistance, and, from the crush, it seemed all of London had turned out to witness his most recent walk down the church aisle to make Georgina his bride. Amanda's own wedding several weeks earlier had been a small affair, held in the front parlour and sparsely attended. "Is something wrong?" she asked as Olivia pulled her into a secluded alcove. "I'm going to be engaged tomorrow," Olivia stated flatly. "Has Carlton changed his mind?" She shook her head. A tear ran down her cheek. "No, someone else has proposed. He is titled and willing to wed into our family despite..." Olivia swallowed. Amanda's heart squeezed. "Do you want me to talk to Father about it?" "No, it's for the best. I only wanted to apologise. If not for Carlton's public accusations, you would not have had to marry that..." Her hands flapped about in distress. "That man, in such haste." Amanda caught her sister's hand, steadying them. "Olivia, that man is my husband, and I love him with all my heart. I wish only the same for you." With a sob, Olivia threw her arms about Amanda, hugging her tightly, then with a gasp, released her before turning to run down the hallway.
"Whatever is wrong?"
Thornton inquired, his breath warm in her ear as his arms came about her waist, pulling her backward against his strong, lean form. She leaned into his strength. "It seems my sister is under the impression I was forced into marriage with a mad ogre of a titled scientist." Thornton nuzzled her neck.
"Mad for you, perhaps, but ogre?"
His touch was too distracting. She would speak with Olivia later. "You do have a voracious appetite," she answered, tipping her head to provide a better angle, "and a tendency to growl."
An appetite which is currently unsatisfied. Shall we explore the gardens?"
His low voice vibrated against her skin, awakening every nerve ending. "Did you not notice the dusting of snow, my Earl?" A token objection, for she knew he would keep her warm.
"I did, Countess."
He nudged her toward the terrace doors.
"A decided advantage, as I fully expect it to keep the other guests indoors."
This concludes The Golden Spider by Anne Renwick, narrated by Henrietta Mear. Copyright 2016 by Karen Pinko. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Anne Renwick and was produced in the year 2017 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers.